This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian is battering Grand Bahama Island as the monster storm virtually stalled, toppling and damaging thousands of homes and sending a life-threatening storm surge barreling across low-lying coastal areas. Many East Coast residents are being ordered to evacuate as Hurricane Dorian closes in on the mainland United States. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Everyone on South Carolina's entire coast has been told to get to safer ground. State troopers were marking all lanes on major coastal highways one way, going inland. Georgia's ordered everybody on its Atlantic coast to leave, and Florida ordered evacuations in some coastal areas as well. North Carolina is warning residents they could get heavy rain, strong winds, and floods later in the week. I'm Rita Foley.
Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park on Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Agnes Chow is a pro-democracy activist.
I'll say that it's very important for Hong Kongers to insist fighting for our five demands. If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. One country, two system might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government will probably be ended also.
Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the Monday morning commute by blocking train doors. Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. The Lebanon-Israel border is mostly calm, with UN peacekeepers